Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. That's me. Hi, how you doing? I took a break because I didn't want to keep on talking about my mental health. But now I'm back, baby, to talk about my mental health. I'm not really. I am going to for a little bit, just as I'm feeling better. All right, I'm feeling better. I had a whole therapist lined up. She was great, actually, and really good. She matched all of the kind of stuff that I wanted. And she emailed me and said, if this preliminary session goes well, please be aware that it will be the standard price of an hour or 50 minutes, whatever, of £90. And I was like, I can't afford £90. One of the reasons why I'm really stressed out is because of the lack of money. Because I've been going to this place getting my fascial release because I'm fucked, basically, physically. And now I'm wanting to go to this therapist because I'm fucked mentally. And I can't afford either now, so I've just stopped both. That's essentially what's going to happen. So this podcast is going to have to be the therapy instead, and you're going to have to come along on the therapy journey with me. Thanks very much. So anyway, someone was looking for a gig tomorrow night, 10 minutes. It's a bringer night, but the 10 minutes is obviously a headline spot, non-bringer. And I said, yes, bruv, I'll do it, innit? Like, I haven't been on stage for like enough time, like 2-3 weeks or something. Because I've been on holiday and then having a mental breakdown. And then realised I can't because I've got a speed awareness course tomorrow evening. So that is, the joys of driving all the time as a comedian. The worst thing about it is I didn't even get it driving to a gig. I got caught by a camera driving to a stag do in the Lake District, and I was going 60 miles an hour on a motorway, but it was a variable speed limit which said 50. So yeah, I don't even think that counts. It's like I'm not even technically breaking the speed limit. I mean, I am in a way, but in a way I'm not. It's a motorway and I'm going 60 miles an hour. What do you want from me? To go 50, to do what you say? Ridiculous. What am I, in some kind of matrix? Anyway, yes. So look, I am feeling a little bit better. Work is just doing my absolute nutting though, completely. And I am going to have to. I mean, What do you do when you don't have enough money to go to therapy? What do you do? You have to just kind of live with it, don't you? My back is very bad at the moment. It was bad all holiday. I know I'm just moaning. Like I said, I don't have a therapist now. You're my therapist. Don't go, please. I need you. Just get to the end of this episode and then assess whether you're going to listen to any more. And listen to also all the other ones. And like and share. And then assess whether you're going to do any more. So, yeah, my back is absolutely terrible. I've got an L5 bulging disc, which is just, it's been, my wife, who luckily had a day off, had to take the boy to school today because it took me half an hour to get dressed because my back started pinging again. So the doctor has given me some diazepam. But a friend in Guatemala, before I got on the flight home, he gave me something called pregabalin, which is like a kind of anti-anxiety drug, but it's also a muscle relaxant and a painkiller. It does all of those things in one. And I was going to take them. I was like, wicked. But I feel a bit weird about taking medicine that I'm not used to taking. You know what I mean? So I didn't take any on the plane. I didn't want to take some weird meds on the plane and have a freak out. But I'm thinking about taking it now. But then someone was telling me he doesn't get them from a doctor. He gets them from a website online that pretends to be a furniture website. So when it gets delivered, they pretend to be like a furniture delivery place. But actually, they're just dishing out over-the-counter drugs. So I'm like, well, what is in this thing? I don't know. Is it? I don't know what I'm taking. Saying that, when I was at their wedding, loads of people were tooting cocaine. I didn't, of course. But people will happily just shove that up their fucking hooter. So maybe I should not worry too much about taking just off-the-shelf pregabalin. Pregabalin? Is that the word? Anyway, gig news. Haven't got one in ages, mate. That's the gig news. I've been just trying to hold my shit together. Work is incredibly stressful. And I've been mentally bad. I don't know if I mentioned it. So I've just been trying to hold my shit together. And sometimes that's what life is about. And my back's really bad, so I can't probably work out or anything, which is probably contributing to things. And so at the moment, every day is just about getting through it. and trying to be sane and normal, and it's been proving to be difficult. Is this podcast me just moaning? I think it's gonna have to be in the moment. It's not gonna stay the same. I will get some gigs. We will start talking about comedy. I will come up with some hilarious premises which I can run through with you. Why do bank adverts always show people on the beach or something like that, or a horse running through a field? It's never about the bank, is it? Hey, there's a premise. Get you thinking. All right, that's it. So normal service will be resumed sometime in the future. I don't know about now. See you on the next pod.